Parenting Moments on Shine FM every Wednesday. And of course, you can listen in the podcast section anytime at eckertcenter.com. I'm talking with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So, August, we've got the topic of existential psychology, self-discovery after self-loss, and I'm not even sure I fully know what existential psychology is, Kimberly.
Well, let me help you with that today, Mike.
Okay.
So, what does existential psychology offer us? Well, it helps us understand that you, Mike, create your essence through how you live and the choices you make.
Oh.
Yes. So in other words, the existentialist self, capital S, is defined by its own actions and experiences. To be authentic is to act in alignment with yourself by accepting, I want you to really hear this part, Mike, the burden of choice and freedom. Problems arise when you're inauthentic, either by avoiding responsibility or by pretending to be something you're not.
Ooh, so true.
Another important part of existential psychology is the belief that as humans, you're, quote, condemned to be free. Now, before you get all worried about that, we are a work in progress, always in the process of becoming. But freedom demands constant choice and responsibility, and it may be tempting to seek an escape from this responsibility. But through mindful and authentic choices, we stay full participants in our life, Mike. But this requires self-reflection and accepting the discomfort of change. But remember, small steps are as important as big ones in establishing a coherent sense of self, capital S, through your actions.
Oh, change can be so tough.
Yes. So, in laying the foundations for this strong self, you also build purpose. Difficult experiences may shift your sense of meaning. They may lead you to feelings of emptiness or despair, but ultimately, you always have the ability to create new meaning through your choices and actions. And as a Christian, Mike, this is how God designed us. He gives us free will. But hallelujah, we also have the gift of the Holy Spirit abiding with us, helping us to be thoughtful about our choices, to not stray from taking responsibility, but leaning into this freedom that we have.
Amen. Well, thank you for explaining existential psychology. If somebody asked me right now to fully explain it, though, I don't know if I could. So I'm thankful that I can go back and listen in the podcast section at eckertcenter.com.
That's right. And it's so delightful that we have this opportunity for these conversations, Mike, that people can access it at eckertcenter.com, listen to these longer segments, and find out more about how to support themselves as parents and their families.
And so, maybe repeat it a couple of times in case you're struggling with some of the big words. There you go. EckertCenter.com for the podcast. Of course, that's where people can also find out more about you and book an appointment, too.
That's right. I have an amazing team. I'm serious when I say that, Mike. Incredibly warm-hearted, intelligent, and wise psychologists and counselors. So go to EckertCenter.com, click the About page, have a look at the bios, and of course, we have an easy, friendly online booking system that can help you get started today.
And while you're on the internet, make sure you stop at shinefm.com. Check out the contest page. You might just win a free initial visit at Eckert Center as well. Kimberly, good topic. We'll continue again next Wednesday.
Sounds great, Mike.